We played something by Duke Ellington a few minutes ago. He's well known for Take the A-Train. Duke didn't write that song. Billy Strayhorn was its composer. But Duke adopted it as his theme song. We'll hear the familiar opening strains of that recording and then take a sharp turn to hear a Billy May arrangement of the song that he produced when he was a member of the Glenn Miller Orchestra. It was recorded by the Miller Orchestra in the Los Angeles studio of RCA Victor in May of 1941, when the band was in the middle of a 3-week engagement at the Hollywood Palladium. The muted trumpet solo is by Billy May, and we also hear Tex Beneke on sax, a sharp contrast between Ellington and Miller. Lazy, meandering A-Train there, even though the lyrics to that tune claim it's the fastest way to get to Harlem. We have another theme song coming up, one that Les Brown fans will immediately recognize. It's called Leapfrog, and for years it has signaled the beginning of a concert by the Band of Renown. But Les didn't originate this melody. It was written by Joe Garlin, the same man who composed In the Mood. In fact, Louis Armstrong's band recorded it in 1941 with Mr. Garlin playing a solo on tenor sax. Other soloists are Prince Robinson on clarinet and later on baritone, Rupert Cole on alto, and then Louis completes the piece with a trumpet coda, Leapfrog. That was Leapfrog, played a little bit by Les Brown and a lot by Louis Armstrong and his band. You're swinging down the lane with David Miller.
Great songs, great memories. KCEA.
On a rainy evening, a crowd has gathered by a broken guardrail. a helpless husband watches, seeing his wife trapped by the river as the car slowly slips into the darkness. That's what it's like when someone you love has ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease. You watch helplessly as their body degenerates. But with your help in funding global research, the ALS Association can slow the disease and find a cure. So go to ALSA.org to join the fight.
You're swinging down the lane with David Miller on the home of the big bands, 89.1 KCEA.
Today it's another session of May I Borrow a Tune? Familiar tune, unfamiliar arrangement. Long ago, Tommy Dorsey borrowed a tune from Rimsky-Korsakov, Song of India, and turned it into a swing classic. Years later, the Elgart brothers, Les and Larry, picked up the tune and made their own arrangement. Sometimes a band will borrow a tune and play it pretty much as the original recording. Case in point, Ray Anthony playing his take on Dorsey's Well Get It. This is from an album he called Hooked on Big Bands. It sounds a lot like the original. It's a live recording featuring Ray on trumpet, finishing up with a duet with another trumpeter, unidentified. Begin the Beguine. I say that song title, chances are you think immediately of Artie Shaw. It was a showpiece for Artie's clarinet, but Tommy Dorsey played it too, at least once during a live engagement, and he used it as a vehicle to show off his trombone mastery. When Harry James recorded You Made Me Love You, he found himself climbing to the heights in the regard of big band fans. His melodic trumpet and a band that included a string section immediately caught the fancy of the American public. Decades later, another trumpeter, Doc Severinsen, ventured to put his mark on that song. Wisely, he didn't alter the arrangement much, just substituted his trumpet sound for that of Mr. James. Not Harry James, that was Doc Severinsen, and You Made Me Love You. You're swinging down the lane with David Miller.
Great songs, great memories.
Now back to Swinging Down the Lane with David Miller.
Before we continue, the answer to last week's trivia question. When I asked you to identify the artist or band with which you associated three songs, here are my answers. Moonlight in Vermont, I associate with Margaret Whiting. Rippling Rhythm with Shep Fields. And Jambalaya with Joe Stafford. Someone who entered the contest on our website said he associated Hank Williams with jambalaya, and I gave him full credit. Here's this week's puzzler. Which is the smallest of the 50 states in area, and what band leader was born there? If you think you know the answer, why don't you enter our contest by going to our website, swingingdownthelane.com, click on Trivia Time. Now we have a swing classic that the Glenn Gray Orchestra made famous, but it was also recorded by Charlie Barnett and Gene Krupa. Listen to a little of Glenn Gray's version of No Name Jive, and then we'll switch to Krupa, including a trumpet solo by Roy Eldridge.